Okay, I hope you all got all the brilliant, you know, sport and business ideas on African, on African continental free trade area level that was discussed just on the show that I just had to, you know, terminate because it's really eating in my time. Welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. If you just tuned in and if you are new, then welcome to the comedy show that has a little bit of more expensive jokes that, you know, if you find them funny, you are a whole different type of audience because a lot of audience have presented my content to go like, what are you talking about? I'm like, oh boy, oh no. You are one of those that like, you know what? That you are one of those people that like jokes of, last night I went to the bar, I picked this girl, and we did this and members. Seriously? That's the best you can do? Here we do academic jokes. You know, it's like rah-rah-rah, but for comedy. Not like Saki Changala rah-rah-rah. That's a whole different level of rah-rah-rah. This is, you know, that's, now the Saki Changala rah-rah-rah is an attorney general slash minister of justice slash, let's chop money with Sam Harry, rah, rah, rah. This one is, just the Eagle FM, Helmut, Mind the Gap type of rah, rah, rah. So let's dive in. You know, if I find myself into politics and y'all find out that I have joined the circle of corrupt politicians instead of, putting that corruption out there for people to fight that corruption so that we have a better community, don't blame me. I just learned for the millionth time just how damn poor people are. Just mind you, I said poor people. I mean black, white, tall, fat, short, thin, Asian. Poor people are just, poor people are dumb. We really are dumb. Like, our level of dumbestry needs to be studied by science because it has already been studied by psychology and history, but I reckon it haven't been studied enough. I'll just dive deeper into what that means. We have all the time because we, you know, Mind the Gap goes until one. Let me explain why I made that very awesome point. You know, I feel like I'm giving Yuval Noah Harari a lot of credit here, but Homo Deus, the history of a brief history of tomorrow, is where Yuval Noah Harari encapsulates just how dumb poor people are. Which is fascinating, which is basically, look, it gives me a little bit of hope. By that, I mean, if comedy fails, I'll just, you know, join politics. And, you know, believe me when I tell you, I have mastered 90% of the loopholes on how to change a narrative to suit my point of view. And that is actually, is an excellent piece of art that has been used for millennia, basically, by rich people to make sure that the poor people on the, you know, on the lower level of the economic spectrum never come together. They never work together. Now, how do white people, not white people, poor people, white people, you are in this category. You are as dumb as we are, and how to put this, if you are poor, rich people all throughout history, all around the world, have always made sure that the people on the ground are as divided as possible so that they don't come together and see the reality of the source of their poverty. Now, let's wrap this up in a, let me just describe this as short as I can. Rich people, in all races and all tribes and all cultures and all countries have always been greed. Now, and they have perfected the art of stealing resources from the majority, broke. Just for the small, you know, for themselves. They steal as much resources as possible. And you know what's the genius part? They make poor people help them steal that resources. I'm telling you. Rich people are geniuses. They're smart. Poor people are dumb now. If you are a rich person and you have stolen all the resources that were supposed to make poor people's lives better And though, yeah, and you want poor people not to see that you are the thief that stole all the resources, and therefore they are the reason why you are poor. Now, I mean, you are the reason why they are poor. Now, you have to throw them a bone for them to play around with that bone, so while you figure out another way to maneuver how to lie them more, so they don't separate your head from your body. Because that's exactly what they would do if they find out that the reason why they are poor is because you have stolen all the resources. Ask Marie Antoinette of France. Let them eat cake. The poor people of French, who are all white, by the way, decided to come together, and then they realize, hang on a second. My neighbor is not the reason why I'm broke. My neighbor is not the reason why my kids can't afford school fees. My neighbor is not the reason why I can't afford hospital bills. My neighbor is not the reason why I can't afford to put food on the table. It's this bunch of rich guys. The French figured that out. You know what they did? They chopped off the heads of a bunch of royals in Europe. Now, I think that's one of those things that rich people look at even today and go like, you know what? Poor people, if you don't invest in dividing them, they will chop off your head. And they have been working double the time.
Join us for the Ehangano Concert Volume 2 with Ali Tobias. Experience an unforgettable evening featuring songs from her latest album, A Bilo, performed live with the full band. Special guest appearances by Tate Buti, DA, Paige, and One Accord. All proceeds from the event will go towards supporting the Our Lady Orphanage. The event takes place on 4 July 2026 at the National Theatre of Namibia. Tickets are available on Web Tickets Namibia for 450 Namibian dollars. Don't miss this powerful night of music, inspiration, and giving back. Ehangano Concert Volume 2. See you there.
You are now tuned into Financially Included, where money meets access.
We're still on Mind the Gap. Financially, okay, maybe there's financial education taking place here, but by financial education is just pointing out how dumb poor people are and how really smart rich people are. And the reason why I'm calling poor people dumb and rich people smart. Now, this one is the most inclusive Mind the Gap show I have ever had. You know, for a very long time, I fell for the whole crap of, you know what, white people are the problem, or Arabs are the problem, or black people are the problem, or Chinese are the problem. Then that Israeli historian, genius level, no wonder he doesn't have hair, Yuval Noah Harari, pointed, basically cleared my mind. It was like, you idiot, you are looking at this whole thing wrong. It's not a black people problem. It's not a white people problem. It's not a Chinese problem, or Indian problem, or Japanese problem. It's none of that. It has always been rich versus poor. All across cultures, in all countries. Rich people have always invested resources into making sure... Let me start from the beginning. Rich people have always been greed, and thus have always stolen and hoarded all the resources for themselves. And as a result, a lot of poor people on the lower end of the economic spectrum have always been, well, broke. Now, the thing is, rich people have always been the minority. And they know that on the battlefield of hand-to-hand combat, they don't stand a chance. The majority poor will eat them alive in under an hour. So they decided to create a whole different battlefield. Instead of having a physical battlefield, they created a psychological one. And believe me when I tell you, they have mastered the art of that psychological battlefield to the point where not a lot of poor people have actually realized how effective that battlefield is. Where am I going with this? Anti-immigration, of course. Now, before we come to South Africa and, South Africa versus, basically the rest of Africa, world feud, I just thought, how about we just start from two of my favorite countries outside of Africa right now?
Poland and Haiti. But on the other side of the theme song. On the other side, we're going to talk about why you should really, if you have Polish friends, if you are black and you have Polish friends, and you didn't know the relationship that Poland and Poland and Haiti share historically, you're going to love this next part. But before that, on the other side of, before we continue with that, before I come and basically run you through that history, let's go to Papa God Borrow Me 5 Billion, Hunger Won't Murder Me.
Hunger, they do me strong. Belly, they sing national anthem. Pocket dry like Hamatan leaf. Even my shoes don't resign work. Baba God borrow me 5 billion. Hunger won't kill me. I say borrow me 10 billion. Hunger won't own me. If I no pay back, for Satan responsible. If I no pay back, for devil responsible.
I wake up this morning and check the pot. Yesterday food finish. Today pot day hot with nothing. Water they boil inside empty pot. Steam they come out. I close the lid. Pretend say something they cook. I count my coins since morning. In no rich transport. I trek 3 miles to work under sun. No escort. My shoe they open mouth. The soul don't separate. I use rubber band hold them, so he no go vibrate. I reach work. My yoga ask why I dey sweat. I say na exercise. Hunger they make me forget. Lunchtime everybody job. I drink water, fill my chest. I tell them I already ate. God forgive me for that jest. Papa God borrow me 5 billion. Hunger go kill me. Papa God borrow me 10 billion. Hunger go kill me. If I don't pay back, oh Satan responsible. If I don't pay back, oh the devil responsible. Papa God borrow me 5 billion. Hunger go kill me. Papa God borrow me 10 billion. Hunger go kill me. If I don't pay back, oh Satan responsible. If I don't pay back, oh the devil responsible. My picking school send letter. Done overdue. Teacher put my child out of class. What I go do? I beg the teacher, give me one more week. She don't hear that one before. She don't even speak. Night time, I kneel down. Whole family they sleep. I cry to God, quiet. The kind of cry that is deep. My wife ask what we go cook. I say God go provide. She look at me, she look at pot. Nothing there inside. Papa, 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 God borrow me 5 billion. Hunger go kill me. Papa, 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 God borrow me 10 billion. Hunger go kill me. Nothing to show, something no they right. My neighbor they cook, they smell enter my room. I swallow saliva, I pretend say I fool. Boom, I know they give up, but Lord hear my cry. Because hunger no supposed be the reason I die. Just borrow me small, I go walk out to pay. And if I feel lost, now devil lead me astray. Papa God borrow me 5 billion. Hunger go kill me. Papa God borrow me 10 billion. Hunger go kill me. Every mama where they manage this song about you. Every picking where they check to school.
Welcome back. So let's continue laughing at us broke people and how dumb we have always been. Now, you see, now I understand why a lot of people will be advocating for the rights of broke people. These are the people you call activists, by the way. As soon as they find themselves on the, as soon as they find themselves on the top economically, they have a tendency of forgetting where they came from. And we like to criticize these people. It turns out we are dumb. We don't understand the psychological battlefield. Until we do, white people, you see, this is why I'm just giving a little bit of, you know, a little too much credit to Yuval Noah Harari, because for a very long time, I thought it was a white people problem. And now the whole white thing is stuck in my head. For the millionth time. Now I have to apologize to, now I have to apologize to all broke white people. Rich white people, I'm not going to apologize to you. The broke ones. It turns out I've been blaming you guys this whole time. It turns out, well, that's exactly what the top rich black, white, Asian, and all kinds of guys wanted me to think. That my fellow broke people, white, you know, colored or Chinese or Indian, though they may be, they are the problem. This whole time I thought they were the problem. I thought you guys were the problem. What I did not check was, we all have the same account balance. Therefore, you can be a problem of something that requires a lot of money to, you know, to pull out. Pull out. Anyway. why am I saying, let's look at why you should really, if you are black and you have Polish friends, give your Polish friend, a black high five, not a white one. Give your Polish friend a black high five because, between 1802 and 1804, France was having a little bit of a problem that they are currently having in Niger, Burkina Faso, and Mali. They had that problem, you know, in Haiti. Translation, they were losing their economic grip on Haiti. On this time, because there was basically a revolution going on, and the rich French, not the poor ones. You leave those ones out. Now, the rich French were getting their behinds kicked by the Haitians. Now, Napoleon Bonaparte, who was the military strategist at the time, look at a military strategist as, for a country, this is basically every general that is highly respected, especially in a lot of developed countries. What they are is just a bunch of errand boys for top level capitalism. That's what they do. They are the muscles of the guys with money. That's it. And if you don't believe that, then just, I have a book I can recommend for you. It's about 30 pages long. It was written by Major General Smedley Butler in the 1930s. This was a Marine guy. His role was run around the world to protect sugar plantations and rice plantations and whatever plantations that the American economy was running on. Now, he was being sent there by politicians, American politicians. Now, those politicians, for them to end up in that office, they were being funded by private capitalism. Though that private capitalism, that's where the real power is from. Not the politician, not the general. Those are like Tura boys, except they have legitimized their Turaism. In other words, when they steal, they are praised. When they rape, murder, and pillage entire communities, they are praised. But when a Tura boy just grab one small phone, he's the bad guy. That, ladies and gentlemen, is how important the psychological battlefield is. But anyway, back to Haiti. 1802 to 1804, the Polish were getting their behinds kicked, not the Polish, the French were getting their behinds kicked. The rich French, they were getting their behinds kicked by the Haitians. Now, like every other rich people, the rich French,
rich French decided to take a whole lot of money and then fund an idiot called Napoleon Bonaparte. And then they gave him all the money and the power and the guns and the, you know, that power came with a lot of poor people's children called soldiers. And he took all these people and then he decided to take some of the poor people's children from Poland. Then so he just decided to shove them on a boat and tell them, send them to Haiti to go and fight for rich French interest. Now, a bunch of French guys just decided to storm. They stormed there, and then they started killing people left, right, and center in the name of stamping out the rebellion. No, it was an uprising, not a rebellion. But on the other side of the break.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. As jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet, kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Yeah, and taken vandag van Imba. Anyway, moving on. From tekening vandag and Imba. 1802 to 1804. So, this Polish soldiers, you know, the how to put this? Napoleon Bonaparte was just sending French soldiers, and they were getting their behinds kicked by the Haitians. And it was like, well, we are kind of running out of soldiers here. How about we just, expropriate some of the soldiers from Poland? So they decided to expropriate a large number of soldiers from Poland, about 5,200 Polish soldiers, to the to Saint Dominic, to modern day Haiti. Now, something interesting happened when these soldiers got there. They realized that they were lied to. They realized that these Haitians, these weren't the problem. These are the guys that were just fighting for their country. You know what these soldiers did? They decided to, desert the, the French propaganda and fight on the French side. And then they joined Haitians to fight the French. I know, right? How do I put this in a Mijolo example? You see, you know, when you are terrible with women and then you send your trusted homie to go and talk to that woman for you, and then he ends up submitting his own application forms, and then he's called for an interview, and later you find out that he was given the job. That's basically what happened to the French and Napoleon. Accepted in militarily. Fascinating. Originally sent by Napoleon Bonaparte to crush the Haitian Revolution, these Polish legionnaires, ultimately deserted the French and joined the rebellion that is an uprising, not rebellion. That's why language is very important. These soldiers decided to join the uprising in their fight for independence. I only learned that last week. And every time I learn something new about my fellow black people that I wish I learned in my history books, I keep asking the exact same question. Why on earth did I learn about Benito Mussolini and Mao Zedong and Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin? What does that have to do? That's all a lot of crap. I'm black. I want to learn black history. That should have been nice to know. It would be nice to know, to find that in my history books. Because of all this, colonialism, and all that, all white people, it turns out not all white people. Rich white people are the problem. Poor, broke white people, just give those ones a break. You know what's the, You know what's the most, the painful part? In these groups of poor white people, poor black people, poor Indian people, poor Chinese people, poor all kinds of poor Arabs, you'll find a lot of people that can afford bologna. Now, those are people think they are better than other poor people. What they don't know is that's what rich people want them to think so that they can keep doing them without Vaseline. See, I'm telling you. I could give you all, Yuvaldo Herrera, a high five right now, because that was very enlightening. Poor people. And this is happening right now. But before we get to South Africa and the entire Africa, let's just wrap up Europe, and then we can come to Africa once and for all. There are a bunch of poor white people in Europe right now who thinks immigrants are their problem. Who thinks the reason why they can't afford houses, housing and education and health and all those, all the necessary services they need is because of immigrants. You wanna know why that's stupid? Let me walk you through it. This trick is the definition of if it works, don't change it. Because it's been working for a very long time now. And rich people have not changed this level of, this type of divide and conquer. Take, for example, almost if not everything that, the British, everything, almost if not everything that, that is being said about Arabs and blacks, or maybe Indians and Chinese or all kind, everyone who is labeled as an immigrant, but mostly Muslims and basically everyone with melanin. All the negative things that are being said about these people today were said about Polish people in 2016. In other words, white British looked at white Polish and said almost the exact same thing they are saying to Muslims and coloreds, Muslims and blacks today. In other words, we don't have jobs because of you. You are an immigrant. You are here to steal our opportunities. White people say that to white people in 2016. And what do you have here in South Africa now? Well, you have black people saying the exact same thing to black people. Again, the stupidity knows no boundary. The stupidity knows no race, no religion. All it knows is negative account balance. That's all. A bunch of people that have negative account balance, irrespective of their culture, race, or religion, are equally exploited by a bunch of guys that have hoarded all the resources and then started telling them that, you know what, we sure we stole all the resources, but the reason why you don't have the resources is not because we stole all of it, it's because of that neighbor of yours who is from a different country who is just equally as broke as you are. The question is, if my neighbor who is broke as I am is the one that stole all the resources, why is he not rich? Now, don't ask that question. To be rich, you have got to be a psychologist. That's why every time I look at myself in the mirror and the fact that I'm able to comprehend all these things, I go on my knees and go like, my Lord, is this a sign? Is this a sign that I'm going to be rich? Because my dear Lord, with all the wisdom about rich people I have acquired, and the wisdom of how to exploit white people for my own bank account gains, I think I would do some excellent work. And I think a lot of you would there are a lot of poor people that have come to that realization that your neighbor of a different skin color or religion is not your problem. The rich people who are most likely going to be of your skin color and religion are the problem, you idiot. And the thing is, it's for some reason, majority of poor people don't look, they don't look at it, at this whole thing from a resources standpoint. Now, let's look at some of the things that were said about white people in the UK, about white people from Poland in 2016, not 1802 to 1804, in 2016. What was it? Poland's ambassador, now this is from 2016, June 27, Al Jazeera. Poland's ambassador in London has expressed shock and concern about what he said were incidents of xenophobic abuse directed against Polish community following the UK's decision to leave the European Union. It's white people hating white people. A point of correction. It's broke white people hating other broke white people in the very same way that in South Africa and basically the entire African continent today, you have a bunch of broke people that are hating other broke white people. This, by the way, is the entire continent. What does it say? Dozens of alleged racist incidents were reported. Racist, I didn't know that can be, you know, that can happen between white and white. It turns out it can. A dozen of alleged racist incidents were reported to the police in parts of England over the weekend, including cases where Poles and other Eastern Europeans were victims of racial abuse. That sounds like the history of Australia. You can read that one on your own. If you didn't know it. If you know it, you are one. If you know it and you are rich, show off. If you know it and you are broke, you are one of those people that has the potential to be rich. If you didn't know that and you are broke, hey, ouch. So not only are you Benga countically broke, you are also historically broke. So please, enhance your history account balance. It helps a lot. Now, in a separate, hang on a second, in Huntingdon, Cambridgeshire, that's a British name, it's a Cambridgeshire, that's how it's written, that's how I'm reading it. In Huntingdon, Cambridgeshire, local media said police were investigating reports that signs reading "No more Polish Polish vermin," Jesus, had been distributed in areas including outside schools hours after the referendum results, 52-48 split in favor of the British exit was announced. Now, when the UK was part of the EU, UK citizens, especially the white ones, they were blaming other Europeans, like Eastern Europeans and Polish, as a problem for, as the reasons behind the problems that that basically spread across the, you know, the UK economy. So they were like, okay, you know what? Maybe kicking out the Polish and leaving the European Union was a brilliant idea. They did this too. They still have economic problems. And on top of that, you know what's my favorite part about rich people? Rich people in the UK and the entire NATO, rich white people, not the broke ones. You leave those ones out. Rich white people came together and decided to do what? To bomb the heck out of Libya. I think it was in 2010 or 2011 when, 2006, Gaddafi told Europeans, especially Western Europeans, that if I'm gone, Libya is going to be an expressway of immigrants to Europe. In other words, he was basically telling them, I think his exact words were, if you take me out, Europe is going black. Now, the rich people with money, the white people with money in Europe, did they listen? No. All they wanted was to steal the resources, like they always do. And they stole those resources, toppled Gaddafi, and well, guess what? Gaddafi's words came to pass. Libya is now an expressway of immigrants to Europe. And you know what? A bunch of people that are now negatively impacted are the poor people who they don't see the problem. They think a lot of blacks and Arabs and Indians, they just left their countries because there is so much wealth going on in this country countries, they couldn't help, you know, but just leave all this wealth and go and suffer. No one leaves their country because everything is going okie-dokie. People leave because things are going negatively. Colonialism is that. The history of America is exactly based on that. It was a bunch of white people, broke white people, running away from a bunch of rich aristocrats who stole all the resources and started telling the poor people in that region that they were each other's problems. And, oh, by the way, not only did they tell them that they were each other's problems, they also offered a solution. That's why I love, rich people. They also offered a solution that one of the solution is let's take some of the poor people who are as broke as you are and then put them on a ship and send them to Australia. We found a new prison colony. That's the history of Australia. White people getting rid of other white people.
Ritavazende kize, imba izwezipiri. Luekerize mikwaye nguyencha kukona kunolofaza, kwa nkufisa, hamo chualo ni mata amska vona kare. Kara mwitukiserize kuvona msevelezo wa imba ye, mufumane lisevelezo ze zwezipiri ze, kakuli fafela mashering alika na 36 Namibian dollars kakweli. Kapa kamikwaye kutesi fafasi ye tatama, 5% machipisa hamungo disari kwerize talu, 10% machipisa hamungo disari kwerize sirela, 25% machipisa hamungo disari kwerize lishumiperi. Muketeri kwerize zo muvata kuri mukone kala ku ikola zendezeo imba imiswalezi kama chipisa imba tokuvukanira fasi kaufera muipe kwali sevelezo za imba kachenu kuri mukone ku ikola zende kaufera
Welcome back. We have 15 minutes to the hour of 12. The way things works is we just do rumbling until the hour of 12:30, then I go full DJ now. Rich people versus poor people. Rich people being smart and rich people being dumb. And as a professional poor person, I can tell you that we have been divided on all levels. We've been divided on sexual orientation. We've been divided on religion. We've been divided on tribe. We've been divided on race. All these divisions have one thing in common. It takes out our ability to basically look beyond our religious and cultural and racial and tribal differences and ask the most important question. Why are we poor? Where is all the resources? If you remove all these divisions and we came together and asked the question of why are we poor? Why? Where is all the resources? We would know all the resources is above us. Not in heaven, you idiot. Above us as in rich people. Okay, maybe some of it is in heaven, but that's one not what we are here to talk about. All the resources. Now, imagine what we would do if we thought, if white people and the Chinese and blacks and, and Arabs looked beyond the cultural and racial and religious difference and asked that question and answered it with one unanimous voice. All the resources is stolen by a selected few. Things would not go very well for rich people, and they know that. And which is exactly why they have invested literally billions into making sure you never work together. And it has always worked. Worked like a charm. Now, the most and excellent documented history of this is Europe. Let's go back to Europe now, shall we? We'll come back to Africa, I swear. When we come back to Africa, we'll start with colonialism. We were colonized because someone's grandfather, and that's part of our history we don't like to talk about as black people. One of the reasons why we were colonized is because someone's grandfather thought siding with foreign settlers was a brilliant idea to help him fight his own neighbors, brothers and sisters. He has been living next to for millennia. Someone's grandfather thought of that a foreigner to the land will help them solve their disputes, their family disputes. Someone's grandfather thought that. And in a long run, they realized that this foreigner was just here to steal resources from both tribes. From both tribes. after we realized that, you know what we did? We came together and formed the liberation struggle movements. If we realized that we were being turned against each other, I don't think we would have needed liberation movements. We came up with liberation movements after realizing that a bunch of people that thought that you can side with foreigners to help you fight your own brothers and sister was a dumb idea. And you know what? It's happening again. A bunch of foreigners come to Africa. And by the way, they go all over. There's a major protest going on in Albania right now because of, Donald Trump and Israeli money. So, again, for the millionth time, it's not a white versus black. It's not an Indian versus black. It's not a Chinese versus black. It's a rich versus poor. The thing is, rich people have mastered the art of dividing. Rich people are the minority in most societies all across, basically in all societies all across history. And they have mastered the art of taking the attention away from themselves. Because that's what you do if you, you know, after you steal something most. You try to, you know, to hide your tricks as much as you can. That's it. And rich people have mastered that art. Just how old is this method of turning poor people against each other based on accusations that doesn't answer the question of why are we kicking the heck out of each other when we are all broke? I'm here with a very brief history of tomorrow. Actually, a brief history of yesterday. The Irish, now, see, what's going on in the UK today? The whole anti-Muslim, blacks and Adi, all that. And you watch Tony Robinson and he's spewing a lot of, it's either unverified or one-sided statistics. And then you realize that, Tony Robinson is an excellent visitor of not only Israel, but a lot of, religious morons in the Western world. The guys that will use anything, including the quote-unquote word of God, to basically cause further division. It's really awesome. But anyway, today it's blacks and Muslims in the UK. But in the 1800s, it was the Irish. Last time I checked, the Irish are white. Now, a lot of people, this is what a lot of people don't understand about why Irish is very pro-Palestine. Because the Irish have been on the receiving end of British foreign and domestic policy for millennia. They know the only country that has forgotten is India. India has totally forgotten. India has totally forgotten about Winston Churchill. Let me just say, the majority have forgotten. The majority of them have forgotten about how it feels to be occupied. Interesting enough, a lot of Africans have also forgotten how it feels to be colonized. So, in the 1800s, the British-Irish conflict in the 1800s centered on the Acts of Union. 1800. Now, which abolished the Irish Parliament and integrated Ireland directly into the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland. Now, this era was defined by deep political resentment, agrarian unrest, and tragic famine that stoked generations of Anglo-Irish animosity. That's a fancy way of saying hate. You see, this Anglo-Irish animosity was primarily carried out by broke English people on Irish people. Why did they do that? No, it's simple. You see, after rich people dissolved the Irish Parliament and stole all the Irish resources, they, you know, the Irish were basically, they had to go somewhere for them to get resources, for them to make ends meet. And they went to Britain. And you know what? The very same rich people that stole the resources and basically everything from the Irish started telling the, you know, the poor people in, the poor white people in the, you know, in Britain that, you know what, the reason why you are poor is not because we stole all the resources and the resources of all those people that are coming here. Well, the reason why you are poor is because those people whose resources we stole, in the same way that we stole yours, are the problem. And you know what? Poor people fell for that. In the 1800s, it was the Irish. Now, my favorite part of European history has become the Jewish question. You see, in the late 19th century to the early 18th century, it was the Jews. The Jews are this. The Jews are that. They are taking our jobs. They are taking our opportunities. Oh, these people don't know how to assimilate into a community. The Jews this, the Jews that. That's what led to the Second World War nonsense. Jews this, Jews that, Jews that. And, that actually is the reason why we are dealing with the, you know, with the Israeli-Palestine, genocide right now. That is exactly what it can all be traced to where the British can be blamed in a lot of things. So late 19th century, early 20th century, it wasn't the Irish anymore. It was the Jews. The Jews are this. The Jews are that. The Jews are this. The Jewish question. No, it wasn't a Jewish question. It was a Zionist question. Now, let me explain the difference. Zionists are idealists and most of, if not all of them, are very, very, very rich. Now, what they do, they stole, you know, just like in every society, they stole all the resources and then told everyone on the ground, including the Jews, that are, you know, just as poor as everyone else, that, you know what, we are not your problem. Your problem is those people that are as broke as you are. Worked like a charm. Now, that's from the 19th century to early 20th century. Now, let's go back to the Irish. You see, the chaos that Great Britain was... the chaos that the British were, the economic chaos the British were going through, that they were blaming the Irish for in the 1800s, was mostly as a result of unregulated capitalism coming from the industrial revolution. It was a structure. It was a domestic structural flaw, not an immigration one. The same can be said about South Africa. South Africa's economic problems are, as in every country on this planet, most likely a domestic structural flaw, not an immigration one. 2 point something billion went missing in one hospital. Not a single immigrant that I know of was mentioned in there. At least not the broke one. If an immigrant was mentioned in the Matlanga Commission, it's a rich immigrant. And that immigrant doesn't care about who is an immigrant and who is not. They just care about making money. Works like a charm. Now, the elites in the 1800s, the rich white people, instead of, to divert the attention of poor people from looking at the structural flaw that ended up, that led to those economic issues, they decided to point at, you know, to give them an enemy to hate. So that they don't realize that all the resources is up there. Again, not in heaven. It's up the social class. It was stolen by the social class. And the very same social class that stole all the resources is now telling you that the reason why you don't have the resources is the very, is that neighbor of yours whose resources we also stole. Because that's what Western Europe and the US have done. They run around the world stealing all kinds of resources from all kinds of countries. And when the citizens from these countries show up as immigrants, the very rich people, the very same rich people that stole the resources from those countries, gather a bunch of poor people in their countries and tell them, you know what, that neighbor of yours whose resources from a country whose resources we stole, in the very same way that we stole yours, is the reason why you don't have a job. And you know what? It works all the time. Works like a charm. Works like a charm. My God, poor people are dumb. If you thought this was a Jewish problem or a white people problem or black people problem or Muslim people problem, you're an idiot. Now, a point of correction. Congratulations. You're an idiot. Yeah. Now, that's more formal. Now, in 1905, the Aliens Act 1905 was a landmark piece of UK legislation that ended British open door immigration policy by introducing formal border control and registrations, primarily aimed at restricting Eastern European Jewish migration. It granted authorities power to exclude or deport undesirable immigrants. By undesirable, they meant Jewish immigrants. The Jews were the problem at this point. Now, basically everything that was being said at this point today would end up, would earn you the title of anti-Semite. The very same people that introduced the policies like that are the ones that are telling you, you know what, doing this is anti-Semitic. And look, rich people are smart at psychology. Poor people are terrible, most of them. That's the thing, they are the majority, which is why I love that quote from Primo Levi. He said, there are monsters among us, but they are too few in number to cause any problems. The biggest issue we have in society is not the monsters, it's not the few monsters we have, it's the followers of those monsters who just blindly follow without asking questions. And every movement has a bunch of idiots who just blindly follow without asking questions. I totally understand, because it's, most of the movements don't like questions. If you ask questions, you are labeled as a non-believer, and you are ostracized by that community. If you're part of a community that is not allowed to ask questions, run for your life. So at least that's how I interpret the wonderful words of Primo Levi. Now, did you know that any Jew that criticizes what the Israeli government is doing is called a self-hating Jew? Who is this? Noam Chomsky did a whole interview on that. And he's been called that because he's one of those Jewish scholars that just look at the Israeli government and tell them, yeah, you know what, I know you're saying you are doing that on behalf of Jewish people, but let's face it, it's all about power. It's all about power. It has always been about power. That realization is wonderful. Anyway, 1905, the Aliens Act. Of the Aliens Act? Seriously? Alien? Wow. Yeah, right now, after reading that, if I was Jewish, I would punch an English person in the face. Don't do violence. Don't do violence. So, now, 1948, 1960, the British government officially invited immigrants. You have to understand that, 1800s, it was, the reason why we don't have jobs is this Irish. Fast forward to the late 1900s, late 1800s, early 1900s. It wasn't the Irish anymore. The Irish were not the problem. The Jews were the problem. They were the problems why we didn't have jobs. That's according to the British. Then they changed the, then they changed. They realized, 1940s, 1960s, it was the Caribbeans. These people. They are the reasons why we don't have jobs. In other words, we have blamed the Irish, and that card has gotten old. We have blamed the Jews, and that one is also old. Let's find a different culprit. And all this is being orchestrated by rich people, by the way. Blame the Irish, blame the Jews, and they realized, we need to blame the Caribbeans. But how do we blame the Caribbeans when they are very far away from us? And someone figured out a genius plan. Now, step one, invite them to Britain. And then make them comfortable, give them all the paperwork to live among us, and then blame them. And it worked. The British government officially invited immigrants from Caribbean colonies to help rebuild the nations between 1948 and 1960s. This is just shortly after the Second World War. Now, the era of Commonwealth migration, commonly known as the Windrush generation, was prompted by severe labor shortages across public transport, manufacturing, the newly formed National Health Service (NHS), basically the Ministry of Health, and after World War II. Now, what happened after the 1960s, 70s, and 80s? Those Caribbeans became the problem. The Caribbeans, the ones that we invited here, are the reasons why we don't have jobs. What? And you want to guess whether or not it worked on poor white people? It did work. Worked like a charm. Works all the time. Rivers of blood speech. The rivers of blood speech was made by the British politician Enoch Powell on 20 April 1968 to meet the Conservative Political Center in Birmingham. Powell who was the shadow secretary of the shadow secretary of defense in the shadow cabinet of Edward Heath, strongly criticized the rates of immigration from the Commonwealth nations. Hang on a second. Aren't these the people you invited to help you rebuild your country after you blew it to smithereens? Now, 1948, they were invited. Commonwealth immigrants were invited to the UK. 1968, they were being blamed for the reasons why there were lack of opportunities and service provision in the UK. What the heck is wrong with poor people? You see, the old me, this is where I would be saying, what's wrong with white people? No, it's not. It's what's wrong with poor people. Because let's take a song break, and when we come back, let's now talk about Africa for the next 23 minutes, actually 20 minutes, and then we'll go full DJ. I love rich people because they have, they knew that on the physical battlefield, they don't stand a chance against the majority broke. Rich people know that. Rich people all across culture and all across races, they know that on a physical battlefield, they don't stand a chance against the majority broke. So they decided to invent a different battlefield. The battle for the mind. And it has been working as the history indicated. I just pointed out to you, it has been working like a charm. And it's still working to this day. Now, I just pointed out on how it has been working on white people. Now, let's just break all this racial barrier now, shall we? So that we can just point out on how it's working right now on black people. Works like a charm. Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. Stay tuned.
We were fire in the cold, now we're ashes in the wind. Every promise that we made, now is breaking from within. Trying to hold on to the pieces, but they fall through my hands. Yeah. Now I'm standing in the dark, trying to make a last stand. Yeah. Yeah. I remember every night, every look in your eyes. Now the silence is louder than the truth and the lies. I've been fighting with myself, trying to figure out why love can build you up just to watch it all die. I was blind to the signs, now I'm paying the cost. Every second that you're gone, feels like everything's lost. If I could turn back time, I'd rewrite every line. But the clock don't rewind, now I'm losing my mind.
If I'm fading, don't let me fall. If I'm breaking, hear my call. In the silence, I'm screaming your name. Don't leave me. I'm still holding on through the night till the break of dawn. In the door where I feel so alone, you're my home. Don't leave me. I'm holding apart every beat, every broken heart. Supposed to do.
Every picture, every text, yeah, I see your face. Now the room feels colder like an empty space. And I'm trying to find a way just to fill the place. We were something out of nothing, now it's all gone. Turned up forever into barely holding on. Every word that you said still replays in my head. Now I'm talking to the ghost of the love we had. I admit it, yeah, I messed up more than I can say. Let the distance build a wall that I couldn't break. Now I'm standing in the rain while you walk away. And I'm finding in the things that I didn't say.
If I'm fading, don't let me fall. If I'm breaking, hear my call. In the silence, I'm screaming your name. Don't leave me. I'm still holding on through the night till the break of dawn. In the dark where I feel so alone, you're my home. Don't leave me. I'm falling apart. Every beat, every broken heart. If you go, take the light with you. What am I supposed to do? Maybe we're just lost in time, trying to hold what we can't define. If there's a way, just give me a sign. Don't say goodbye, don't leave me. See your shadow fading out of sight, but I'm still here saying don't leave me tonight.
Someone just fed a prompt in a very awesome way, I might add, at least that's how I find it, into whatever music creating AI language model. And you know, I imagine someone just decided to a part of the prompt read something like create a song by Ellen Walker, Eminem and Rosé. Call it Don't Leave Me. Make it electronic house genre. And the song you just heard is what it spit out. A translation. The title of the song says, Don't Leave Me by Ellen Walker, Rosé, or Rose, and Ellen Walker, the Norwegian DJ. It turns out, none of these guys basically came together to make this song. That's all AI. we're so cooked. We are so cooked. So, you know, Morocco and Brazil match yesterday, which, it was a draw. Not what I expected, or anyone really at this point. I like the comedy as a comedian, obviously. I like the comedy coming out of this whole South Africa and Africa, call it a feud. Let's call it a feud. Pardon me. Let's look at it this way. You know, the thing is, thanks to the recent anti-immigration movement in South Africa, social media has gone bananas, especially. Now, you have the serious side of this discussion of the South Africa and the anti-immigration. And this, you have a serious, you have a serious side and a comedy side of this discussion, both in South Africa and outside of, outside of South Africa, both in Africa and outside of Africa. And the World Cup 2026 had just kicked off, and Africa has just gone, at least on the comedy side of the, of the outside of Africa, of this South Africa's xenophobia attacks. Before you start saying it's a black people thing, no, it's not. I just pointed out earlier to you that in 2016, white British were saying the exact same thing that there's black South Africans are saying to other, to other black Africans. The white British were saying that to, to white Polish, just in 2016. So it has always been about divide and conquer. Always works like a charm. Always orchestrated by a bunch of guys with money that has stolen all the resources, but they don't want to, they don't want attention on themselves. So they just invest a lot of money into turning broke people against their fellow broke people. Why do people fall for this? I don't know. I just find it fascinating. And I'm just as fascinated as you are. That is, if you are, the fact that it has always worked. It has always worked. The Polish, on the other hand, between 1802 to 1804, they were fed the exact same lie to go and fight in Haiti. When they got to Haiti, they realized that they were sent to fight people that were fighting for their country. Then they were like, you know what? Well, the people that brought us here, if we tell them to take us back because we don't want to fight for, to fight people that are fighting for their country, well, chances are very high they'll just kill us. So how about we just join the guys that we came to fight? And that's exactly what they did. Shout out to Poland. See? It's not an Arab problem. It's not a Jewish problem. It's not a black problem. It's not a Chinese problem. It's a rich people problem. But you have to understand that rich people are geniuses. Again, for the millionth time, they know on the physical battlefield, they are the minority. They don't stand a chance against the majority broke. And you have to understand that, broke people are very, 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 very dedicated when they pick something they're interested in, which is why the best advice, I can give you ladies is, if you want an excellent performer in bed, get yourself a broke dude. My God, boy, are we good. Because, well, we are not thinking about stock exchange. We are wholly present. We are not thinking about, oh my God, maybe someone is swindling my money right now. We are not thinking about, okay, you know what, where am I going with my Lamborghini after this? Or we are not thinking about, where am I going for the holiday? I mean, last time I was in the Bahamas, I don't want to go to the Bahamas. I know I can barely afford to go to town. And I have accepted the reality that I'm broke. Now, that is what makes us extra special. That's in bed. Outside of that, count us out. just don't take us to a hotel and expect us to pay $2,000 per night. What am I? Look, if I'm going to pay $5,000 a night, I better be controlling what I'm going to dream in that bed. Because just what the heck is that? And something I find fascinating, you have, your rich friends, your rich friend with a very, with the most comfortable bed you have ever seen, complaining, hey, you know what, I don't think this bed is comfortable anymore. What? Right. It's a good thing you're the one buying food, so I'll just side with you. You know, that bed that you ordered from Europe, the one that was customly made for you, I'm sure it's not comfortable. But deep inside, I'm burning. Deep inside, I want to punch you in the face, but I can't because, well, you are the one buying all the beer. So where do we start with Africa? The part of African history, especially part of African colonial history we don't like to talk about, is how first, when settlers showed up in Africa, they found a lot of African, tribes kicking the heck out of each other, just like all tribes across the planet do. Have you read Japanese history? Have you read Chinese history? Have you read European history? Have you read North, South, and American history? They are always, tribes are just kicking the heck out of each other, all irrespective of their skin color or religion. We have always done that. The word slave is from the word Slav, as in Slavic people, because for a very long time, they were the most enslaved people in the history of Europe. And by the way, the word Slav, where the word Slavic, as in Slavic people, comes from, literally means word, from Slova. Slova is a Russian word for literally the word word. Now, that's where the word slave comes from, because Slavic people were, well, just enslaved left, right, and center. It didn't start from transatlantic slavery. All you just have to do is go back to the Kievan Rus, significant part of Eastern European history, and, feudal Japan. Oh, my God, where do we begin? Now, tribal tensions or neighborly tensions have always been a part of human history. Irrespective, you can read the history of any continent, you will find that different tribes were always kicking the heck out of each other with their neighboring tribes. The Aztecs were not very loved. They were not very loved because of their dedication to religious sacrifice. If you've seen the movie Apocalypto, you get a little picture of just how good they were. That's, if you're not on the receiving end of getting your heart yanked out while still beating. Yeah, their mode of sacrifice was brutal. Yeah. Mary. Jakes. Now, anyway, a lot of people's grandparents on the African continent did not get that picture. Now, to save their power, to save the resources they stole, to save their power and dominance in the region for grazing area, for the most part, they looked at colonial settlers as a solution to the problems they've been having with their neighbors. So, they offered refugee and all kinds of comfort to the settlers. And these settlers decided to give them arms in return. A lot of arms so that they can go and fight with their brothers and sisters. So that in the middle of that fight, the colonial settlers were stealing the resources they came to steal. Land among them. In exchange for all these treaties with colonial settlers, We lost land. We lost resources. We lost a lot of things. We lost people, literally, to transatlantic slavery. We don't like to talk about that because it's much easier to point all the fingers at white people. Don't get me wrong. The rich ones, they are to blame. The poor ones, just leave them with their negative account balance. They are just as broke as you are. I know we all want to blame, we all want to blame Europeans. Yeah, sure. Let's blame the rich ones. Believe me, the broke ones, they're just as broke as you are. Actually, those are the people that just want to be left the heck alone. Now, Africa, a bunch of Africans in the Brazil and Morocco, game, a lot of Africans were supporting Brazil. Why? It's because of the Senegal-Morocco AFCON issue. People are like, here's the thing. Because we have, Senegal has a beef with Morocco. How about we just all say we are from Rio de Janeiro? We are all Gabriel Jesus. And someone made it worse. They say one of my favorite comedian coming out of Cameroon. He said, from Cameroon, say that on the 18th, South Africa is playing with Czechia. So on the 18th, we are all from Czech Republic. We're all supporting Czech Republic in the very same way. In the very same way that we supported Mexico. Now, and don't overstay your welcome in Czech Republic. And as a Namibian, I think we can relate a lot with with the Czechs. Why? It's because one thing I know about those guys. One thing actually, a lot of people that know European, more like the basics of European, European countries will tell you, those guys can drink. Yeah, they can empty bottles like no man's business. So as a Namibian, shout out to Namib Breweries, I can relate. And on the 25th of June, we are all from South Korea. Every time that I look at all this, don't get me wrong, the jokes are very funny, but it's very scary for me that loves history and likes to compare and contrast historical events and behavioral patterns, that what worked on our grandparents in terms of divide and conquer, it's working on us. And thanks to the internet, is working even way better than it did on our grandparents. The thing is, our grandparents did not have a lot of historical reference to make in terms of what they were going through at the time. We do. But no. You have Africans that are saying, well, you know what, let's just cut South Africa off. You have South Africans that are saying, you know what, you can just go ahead and support other teams and leave us alone. I'm like, you know what? You all know Harari was right. It works all the time. It has always worked. And it's, still working. Now, what has always worked and what is still working? Let me just walk you through that. Let me just get my reference here. Yuval, he's here. In his book, Homo Deus, A Brief History of Tomorrow, Yuval Noah Harari writes the following. What's that? Throughout history, disciplined armies easily won disorganized ones, and unified elites dominated the disorderly broke masses. I'm editing, obviously. In 1914, for example, Yuval Noah Harari writes, 3 million Russian noblemen, officials and business people, lorded it over 180 million peasants, aka broke people, you know, people with a negative account balance. Now, the Russian elites knew how to cooperate in defense of their common interest. In other words, to protect the resources they stole from broke people, they told their fellow broke people were the problem. Now, whereas the 180 million commoners, aka broke people, were incapable of effective mobilization. Indeed, much of the elite's efforts, much of the rich people's efforts focused on ensuring that the 180 million broke people at the bottom of the economic spectrum, the people that cannot afford polony, would never learn to work together. You know what? It's still happening. Rich people are funding much of the movements that are disorganizing poor people so that they cannot come together to ask that ultimate question. Why am I poor? Why is my neighbor poor? Why is my white neighbor poor? Why is my Jewish neighbor poor? Why is my Irish neighbor poor? Why is why are these people telling me that I'm poor because of my Jewish broke neighbor or my Indian broke neighbor or my Chinese broke neighbor? Why are they? Now, if you ask that question, you will come together and find that the answer is y'all are poor because a bunch of rich guys that have been telling you that you are each other's problems are the ones that stole all the resources. And they are the minority. You will easily physically kick the heck out of them. They know that. So they decided to come up with this psychological battlefield that they dragged each and every single one of us to. And a bunch of us have no clue what is going on. Now, one of the rich people, basically, the guy whose book I just referenced, and it's my favorite, every time that I look at societies and see any division, I go back to that line. I go back to that line. And that line was, indeed, much of the elite's efforts focused on ensuring that the 180 million people at the bottom would never learn to work together. And the best way to divide Africa and steal their resources is make sure they are not working together. And right now, it is working like a charm. Excellent. So, now I have to go full DJ. Now, after all that historical reference I just made, we can all agree that white people, you know what? I've been blaming white people for a very long time. Shout out to Yuval Noah Harari for just pointing me in the right direction of who to blame. You know what? These Muslims are the. You know what? These Indians are the. You know what? Is it these Chinese? You know what? This is just Vambos. You know, it's Hereros. You know, these Damaras, these Kavangos. Yeah, you idiot. You are falling for the trap. Don't fall for it. At least that's just that's my conclusion. Rich people know they are rich because they stole everything. They know that you don't have opportunities because they stole all the resources. They know that if you don't have someone to hate, they will come straight for you. You will come straight for them. You will come straight to them. So they have to point you in the direction of who to hate. Because the math here is simple. Can you imagine me? I'm talking about this because, believe me, if a movement like March and March that's taking place, the anti-immigration movement and Dudula and all those things that's going on in South Africa, if such a movement was to pop up in Namibia, you will find a bunch of people that are just doing the exact same thing that you are seeing in South Africa. You find them here. You will have people here in Namibia that will blame a Congolese for fish rot. So you will have people that will blame a Zambian for fish rot. you'll have people that will blame a Zimbabwean for oil rot. That's because people in large numbers are dumb. That was George Carlin's that's one of my favorite line from George Carlin's comedy. People are smart in small groups. The bigger the group becomes, the stupider they become. I'm not even sure if that's a real English word. Now, this stupidity of poor people knows no racial or cultural boundaries. Let me take you back to one of the line I've read, but I'll read it again. Now, this one is about white people. Now, Lyndon B. Johnson, the former president of the United States, wrote this about white people. Classical divide and conquer of the rich. And he wrote, and I quote, "If you can convince the lowest, aka the lowest white man, aka the poor one, that he's better than the best colored man, his fellow, broke but just different skin color, he, the white broke guy, won't notice that you are picking his pocket, aka you are stealing his resources. Hell, give him somebody to hate. Give him somebody to hate, and he will empty his pockets for you." Translation, 10 poor people against each other on a religious basis, on a cultural basis, on a tribal basis, on a racial basis. And then you can just steal as much resources from them as you want. You can't steal without first dividing them. Step one, divide them. Tell the poor person that his Indian neighbor, his Chinese neighbor, his Jewish neighbor, his Congolese neighbor, his Egyptian neighbor, his gay neighbor is the problem. When they are busy fighting on who is allowed to have sex with who, then you can just swoop in and steal as much as you can. Now, we have billionaires. Now I understand. I've always wondered, how did someone gather enough money to become a billionaire? Do you have any idea how long you will have to work as an ordinary person earning a salary to become a billionaire? Literally a billion years. But now I understand. Divide people on the ground. Tell them they are each other's enemies. Tell them the reason why they don't have the resources you stole is because of their neighbor who is also don't have the resources. Now, if that neighbor is from a different country, if that neighbor is from a different country, a country whose resources you also stole, it's even better. Works for white people, works for black people, works for all people. Works for all people. Don't be fooled. DJ time. Who is not falling for, who is not falling for rich people division tricks? It's not gonna be me. Definitely not me. It ain't me.
I had a dream, we were sipping whiskey neat, highest floor of the Bowery, and I was high enough. Somewhere along the lines, we stopped seeing eye to eye. You were staying out all night, and I had enough. No, I don't wanna know where you've been or where you're going, but I know I won't be home, and you'll be on your own. Who's gonna rock you when the sun won't let you sleep? Who's waiting?
dream. We were back to 17, summer nights and the libertines, never growing up. I'll take with me the Polaroids and the memories, but you know I'm gonna leave behind the words of us.
That was Selena Gomez, It Ain't Me, with Kygo. I don't even know how to pronounce this guy's name. He's Norwegian. Why, God. Well, Norway is very good at producing DJs like Alan Walker. Wait, is that... is Alan Walker Norwegian or Swedish? Because I know it's Avicii. Was Swedish. Norwegian. Not Avicii. Alan Walker. Right, so up next on my list of music is something that. Hang on a second. Nah, let's play some real music.
Saying that you want me to tell the truth, I'd still run back to you. And if you ever. Ever since we let go, lost all my self-control, if I'm being honest. Said that we'd give it time, thought by now I'd be fine. Still broken up inside, just like a promise. And I can't erase all of the ways that I can't replace you. I miss the taste of all of the nights I can't forget you. I can't erase all of the ways that I can't replace you. So if you call me saying that you want me to tell the truth, I'd still run back to you. And if you ever tell me you
Let it burn, and I just hope she know that she the only one I yearn for. More and more I'm So what will I learn? Didn't give her all my love. I guess now I got my payback. Now I'm in the club thinking all about my baby. Hey, she was so easy to love. But wait, I guess that love wasn't enough. I'm going through it every time that I'm alone. And now I'm wishing, wishing she'd pick up the phone. But she made a decision that she wanted to move on. Cause I was wrong. And I was thinking about her. Love somebody, put your hands up. And had it count and you wish you could give them everything. Say, if you ever love somebody, put your hands up. If you ever love somebody, put your hands up. Had it count and you wish you could give them everything.
Shadows on the wall, red lights flash when I hear your call. Every step like deja vu, like the world been waiting for me to move with you.
Bassline talking, speaker shake, heartbeat matching every break. Crowd so close, but I see you clear. One look and the noise disappears.
Hands on your waist, time slow down. Whole room fades when you come around. No rules here, just the sound. Gravity lost when we touch the ground.
We got electric. Laughter in the air, your eyes locked and I'm frozen there. Every doubt just fades away when your rhythm tells my heart to stay. Temperature rising every time you're near. Crowds are moving, but it's only us here. I don't rush, I don't pretend. Let the night stretch, don't let it end. World on pause when you touch my skin. Every spark pulls me deeper in. No control, I don't resist. I read your truth in every tweet.
We got electric. Energy, don't tell lies.
Electric.
Welcome back. It's 7 minutes left to the hour of one. I think I still have a space for one more before I wrap things up and call it a day for today. So where are we gonna get that one? Well, I have a whole list, really.
Did what I did. Said I wouldn't do it twice. Until I did, baby. Something domino effect came. I don't know why. Still no excuses.
how you gonna reply to the reason there's a pain in my mind? All night my head hurts. I should've thought in my head first. Can't even get out my bed. Just don't know how, and it's weighing me down now. Call me now, so much I wanna take it. Still don't know how, and I can't live without you. Call me now. Oh, I miss your messages in the morning, telling me you love me, giving me warning. Which fool gon' really lose that? Baby, if I could, I'll take it all back. Never knew I could until I was falling. Broken down bad, I'm really folding. Wish you'd call me now. I cannot take it all night. My head hurts. I should've thought in my head first. Can't even get out my bed. But I can't go forward. You're making my heart go cold. One call and make it all better. Sometimes, oh, I wish I never gave you all of my love. I'm broke. Next time I'm gonna take it slow. Can't wait, it's right now or never. That's why I've been trying to reach out to you. Just don't know how. And it's weighing me down. Call me now. So much I wanna take it. Still don't know how.
I've been trying to reach out, you just don't know how. Just to point out one harsh reality here. Liking her status and writing nice comments under her videos. Yeah, you're just being a coward. You're just being a coward. Just face her, ask her name, ask for a number, and get rejected like a real man. Face rejection in the... It's very easy to say when you're not standing in front of your crush. For some reason, your thinking capacity has a way of disappearing. All of a sudden, I don't know how to speak English. I'm there introducing myself instead of saying, you know, it's nice to meet you. I'm going, I just went straight for, it's me to nice you. Okay, boy, what a buy up. I swear I was going for it's nice to meet you. The whole it's meet to nice you, I don't know where that came from, but just shake my hand. Anyway, just to wrap up things, I just want to point out again that rich people are rich because poor people are dumb. If you are broke and you are angry, don't worry, I'm as broke as you are, if not worse. But the trick of divide and conquer to divert attention from themselves, by themselves I mean rich people, to make sure that poor people don't focus on where is all the resources. Well, that trick is as old as time. So rich people at some point sat and realized, you know what? We stole all these resources, and very soon poor people would start asking questions about where all the resources are. Then they realized, you know what? We can't face and fight them on a physical battlefield. Let's fight them psychologically. And it has worked all throughout history. Poor people never learn. What the anti-immigration movement in the UK is saying about Muslims and blacks today was said about Polish immigrants in 2016. The colonial history of Australia is basically the story of white people trying to get rid of other white people.
so they don't ask questions about why they are poor. African colonial history is full of stories of tribal leaders who sided with white settlers, rich white settlers. If the poor white ones, you leave them out of this. White settlers to help them fight their own kind until they realized they were all being done without Vaseline. Goodbye.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Care that builds with you. That's the rollover benefit from NHB. When you claim less than a defined amount of your day-to-day benefits in a year, the unused amount is carried over for the next year, like a savings account for your health. You can use your rollover benefit in many ways, from co-payments to medical costs usually not covered, even contribution holidays. Learn more at nhb.com.na. T's and C's apply. NHB, rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life.